This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to call your attention to 2 verses of Scripture found in the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts. In verse 41, the Bible tells us, "And there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls." This had followed the statement that they that gladly received his word were baptized. You see, the act of being immersed in water is the act which always follows the right reception of the Word of God. Those two things are not and cannot be separated. In verse 47, the Bible says, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved," or as the English Revised Version puts it, "those that were being saved." The Lord does not add those to the church that have already been saved, because the church itself is the body of the saved. It is not Bible teaching for one to hold that he is saved before and without being a member of the church. And so I want to talk to you today about entering the church. The Bible plainly teaches in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that men are lost. There's no more important fact for us than that to realize that men are lost and facing an eternity of damnation. For that passage says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Further, in the same book, in the 6th chapter, in the 23rd verse, the Bible teaches, "For the wages of sin is death." And that refers to the second death, which is to be cast away from God, and everything that's good once and forevermore, to be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. And Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. So these two facts are before us. Men are lost, and it is a terrible thing to be lost, that every one of us needs to be saved. But there is another great fact that we need to understand, and it's taught in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that men are saved by grace. Now, to be saved by grace is to be saved by the favor of God. It means that we cannot earn our salvation. You remember the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 17 and verse 10 when he said, "When you have done all you've been commanded to do, count yourselves as unprofitable servants." There is no way any of us, by any amount or any number of good works, can earn our salvation. If we are saved at all, it will be by the grace of God. Paul made clear that we are saved by grace through faith. "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, salvation is a gift of God. It isn't something that we earn. But it is by grace through faith. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the Apostle Paul declared, "For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men." This makes clear that without the grace of God there would be no salvation, and it further makes clear that that salvation is offered to everybody. It's offered to you. It doesn't matter how degraded your life may have been. You may have been a liar, a drunkard, a prostitute, even a murderer. But God will be merciful to you and will save you if you will respond to Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what heinous crimes you may have committed, you can be forgiven, and you can spend eternity with God by His grace, by His mercy. There is no way you can earn it. There's no way I can earn it. There isn't a single one of us that deserves to go to heaven. There is none of us good enough to be saved. And there is none of us so evil that he cannot be saved by the grace of God if he will but respond to the gospel. The basic meaning, then, of being saved by grace is to be saved by the unmerited favor of God. It does not mean, even though Christ died for everybody, that everybody is going to be saved. For Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that only a few will be saved. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of this very vital topic.